jumps, the players bump, the fans all go insane. Summer roars, Johnny scores, the good old hockey game. Hello, and thank you for joining the Odd Man Rush. It is Monday, October 24th. I'm Sean, and with me, as always, is Andrew and Chad. What's up, boys?
What's going on? Yep, stuff. Let's do a podcast.
Great. Yeah, sounds good. Right. Please remember to press subscribe. Maybe tell a friend to press subscribe. That'd be fun, too. We are available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at @_OddManRush. Shoot us an email at theoddmanrushpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, love it.
So let's get into it. We got some headlines in our second week of hockey. Last week we did the Austin Matthews party, and now it's Patrick Laine's turn. He had a hat trick against the Leafs this week. What do you boys think?
Way to go, man. And off a Matthews breakaway.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Couldn't have been written better, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, Matthews misses a chance to end the game on a breakaway on one side, and Laine just takes it, and he doesn't miss his chance. I mean, that's the good thing about the three-on-three. You know, it's electric, and it's pretty fun. And when you just put... Also, Laine was out there, I guess he had two shifts in, like, a minute, because he was out there, and then when I watched the replay, he was back on the bench, and then he was back out there again, like, 2 seconds later, and Matthews still hadn't left the ice, so...
Yeah, it was one of those moments where... They're just dominating the ice the whole time. Like, you could just tell he was faster than everybody.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, though.
So his second goal of the night, he tied the game with, like, a minute left or something, and then to complete the hat trick, he gets the OT winner. That's
definitely, it's cool.
I'll tell you what, his play reminds me a lot of, anybody want to guess?
Alex Ovechkin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting, for sure. He just plays like a Russian.
I mean,
like
Datsuk.
I mean, I feel like they all kind of play the same, where they look like they're moving quicker.
He's just like, he's quick. He's real. It was pretty surprising because I hadn't really seen him play until that game. He's really not afraid to throw the body around. I saw it in the Winter, or not the Winter Classic, the Heritage Classic.
Right.
You know, he's a pretty big boy right now, and I'm sure just being in the NHL, I mean, he's only 18, so he's going to get bigger. I mean, he's going to be throwing his weight around, and he loves, I mean, that he's got two goals now from right on top of that left hash on the left circle. And, I mean, he's just ripping pipe up there.
Yeah, I guess he's the best rookie now. Matthews is dead.
Yeah, I'm over Matthews. Yeah. It's all about Laine now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean,
he should have taken our advice and just retired after that first game, but we
that's
warned
true.
Him.
We did tell
that
him.
That one's on him.
Does anyone know if Laine's mom was there? I didn't look.
Good point.
Well, he'd already scored his first goal.
Right.
She doesn't love him anyway.
Yeah, so she was like, whatever. Like, what have you done for me lately?
But yeah, I like... So the Ovechkin comparisons, obviously that's, I mean, an awesome comparison to make. But, I mean, it would be great if we could get another, you know, Ovi-like player in the league. Just a monster who's going to score goals like that. But I guess that remains to be seen if he can actually live up to that.
Well, Solani said that... He thinks Laine could break his rookie record of 76 goals.
Well,
so
that would be something else.
Yeah, impressed. I think the legit quote was Laine has all the tools to score 76 or whatever, lots of goals, but it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he figured out halfway through that sentence, like, well, I should calm down.
He was like, or whatever, you know, goals, some right. goals.
While he was typing it.
They'll probably score some goals.
Yeah. Well, elsewhere around the league, we have the Vancouver Canucks off to a crazy hot start. Their first five games, they got a point in their first five games. They went 4-0-1. They had their first regulation loss yesterday when they fell 4-2 to the Ducks. What's your take on the Canucks?
Yeah, Sean?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there.
Go for it.
Because this is not going to be sustained for much longer.
No.
Yeah, thanks. Because, I mean, they're barely doing it. I mean, they won three games, but they never had the lead, right? They just won
their
them.
First three games, they didn't have the lead in regulation. They never had the lead. So,
But it is a hot start for the Canucks.
I guess it's a hot start. I mean, you look at their strength of the teams that they've played in their first, you know, four games. The Flames, who are just... getting off to the opposite of a hot start, that'd be a cold start. The Canes also getting off to a cool start, The Blues, who cool have start. Played pretty well. Sabres and the Kings. Okay. So, and they lost to the Kings in the shootout. So
yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, the numbers behind the I've looked at some of the advanced nerd stats and stuff like that, and it's just not there. This is just going to fall off.
I think 13 goals overall. I could be wrong. Maybe 13 or 14, which isn't a lot. It's, I mean, it's like a little lower than league average.
Yeah, they've scored 12 goals for and 8 goals against. They're at pretty much the bottom of their PK and PP percentage. I have two things about the Knuckers. I think...
Is that, is that
no
is
one that, calls them that.
I'm all right with it. I call them that.
Go for it.
All right, so Jacob Markstrom, obviously, he's been a boss. I don't know why they would... I know Ryan Miller is healthy again, but he just lost again last night. So if I'm the Canucks, I'm just going to play Markstrom because, I mean, he's like in tops of the league with goals against and save percentage. And he's got 3 wins in 4 games with a shootout loss. So would I take that over an old Ryan Miller? Yes.
Yeah, strange how he got a start.
Well, I mean,
you got to take it.
I mean, Miller was their number one goaltender. I mean, Markstrom just kind of played because they didn't have anybody else, but he's been stellar. So
that's what I mean. It's crazy that they're waiting that long to put him in. You know, it's like, I feel like I'm with you. It's unreal.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes guys just need a chance. I mean, look at Murray. Like, nobody really,
Oh, true. Yeah.
Nobody really knew, and you give him a chance, and, you know, now he's arguably the number one in Pittsburgh. Okay, so that's the one. And then the second is, do you guys know who Bo Horvat is?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't really know much about him, and for some reason the Canucks were on TV for 2 games or something. I've seen them like twice in the last week, and
because of
not national televised games, but like NHL Network and stuff. I he's awesome to watch. I mean, I know he's not a rookie. He's like 19 or 20 though, and I mean, he's been great. I mean, he's got 2 goals in 5 games. But just on the ice, I mean, he just brings so much to the team. I think he's going to be huge for them this season if he can really find a groove. You know what you're going to get with the Sedins and, you know, with a Burrows and people like that. But, Horvat, I think he can be a big deal.
Right, we've been talking about the younger players a lot. I feel it's almost like they have a step on everyone right now. I don't know if it's how much we sensationalize sports now. You're just training younger or what it is, but at least in hockey, I feel like the younger people are just killing it right now.
Yeah. So no one wants to take the Canucks or the come from behind kids, you know, the comeback kids, or, you know, it's going to keep going. We're just going to write them off.
Yeah, we're going to write them off. Right, but that's point that you just said, Chad, I think it's because of just the fact that we have, like, all these superstars that are getting older and they're kind of leaving the game. And so we need young guys to come in and take it, and they just are. And the fact that, the style of game seems to have transitioned and, like, pivoted so much over the last, like, year or two to,
sure.
You know, everybody's getting smaller and just faster and more exciting, so then these players are kind of just peeking through, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, for example, a guy like Trevor Daley, who's even like an older guy, you know, he's a good skating player. You put him in the right system, and he's going to be great for you. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I think, obviously, for the NHL, it's pretty great that they've got all these young guys coming up that, you know, it's bringing a lot of interest to the league, so.
All right, some excitement.
All right. Elsewhere in the league, we have a hit of the year candidate, and this comes from the Capitals Avalanche game. Whew. Dmitry Orlov just absolutely demolished Duchesne.
Flip the hit stick.
Yeah.
Got out there.
Duchesne had the puck flying down the right wing, tries to cut Orlov to the inside, and Orlov just gets under him and launches him into the air. Duchesne, full flip. It was unbelievable.
It was impressive.
It was pretty crazy to watch. I'm just glad he didn't get hurt because I really like Matt Duchesne. And, I mean, he could have easily just, like, landed on his head. I mean,
yeah, he looked Orlov fine. Flipped bounced him. Off his butt, got right out.
Yeah, he flipped him, like, completely over to the point where he was, like, basically back on his feet. I mean, he could have landed and just kept skating.
Which would have been amazing.
that would have been like 10 times better. It would have been hit of the year and then stuck the landing. You know,
perfect 10.
The old 1-2, so.
People throw flowers on the ice. Yeah.
It was great, though. It was a great hit. And you got to love that afterwards there was no scrum or fight. Everyone just kind of accepted the fact that, you know, they were like, Duchesne, you got worked. We're going to keep playing here.
I feel like if he had laid down, somebody would have came over and made a thing of it. But, yeah.
All right. We've had some goalie news. A lot of goalie news coming out this week. We'll start with, which might be my favorite rule in hockey. The Canucks needed an emergency backup goalie this week versus the Blues. Miller was missing a game with tightness. Markstrom started. And they called upon the University of British Columbia's Matt Hewitt to be their emergency backup goaltender.
Love it.
Yeah, sweet.
I mean, like, I hate it because it means, like, people are hurt and that's not fun. But, like, let's get one of these guys in a game.
Yeah. It sucks because he was only up for, I think, like, 2 games. But it was really cool to see him, you know, signing the contract and stuff. I mean, it was pretty sweet for him. And I would have gone to a game if he was playing in it. You know, if I lived in Canada or something.
Right, it's a big deal.
It's pretty wild. I've been, like, you hear about the teams. They'll get, like, the their video coordinator or whoever it is. Like, someone who's played goal once. Whoever's in the building. And just throw...
to just serve as their backup.
And throw a big goal. It's great to see, you know, like, a college kid get out there and suit up for the Canucks. And it's just pretty wild.
One of the better goalies they've had.
Yeah, I'd take him over Ryan Miller.
Yeah, right. That's great. So shout out Matt Hewitt. That's probably a great moment and a lot of fun to get in the locker room and hang out like that.
Before we get into all these injuries, though, it's just funny because we basically called this. Like, 2 podcasts ago, we said, all the goalies are dead.
Yeah.
And guess what? Yeah, yeah, they freaking are, because apparently they're all just injured and out for the entire season. So,
yeah, so that's
expect the scoring to continue.
That's a take it easy, NHL. Like, we get, yeah, like, the scoring is
relax
up. We can take it easy on the goalies. Like, that's our bad. Just calm down a little bit.
That's not what we meant by RIP goalies.
We like goalies. So
goalies are great.
Stop having, like, your snipers taking out goalies. Classic Bettman.
But we do have some more news, for more goalie news before we get to the injuries. We got your boy Matt Murray. He signed a 3-year extension just recently. 3.75 mil per year. Not bad.
Yeah. That's not a bad contract for 3 years. That's a decent... It gives him time to prove,
sure,
you know, that he is the real deal with making, like, a decent amount of money.
Right.
So
I think it's a perfect kind of deal.
Smart move by Pittsburgh not to overpay.
Yeah, the question is, though, is what does this mean? Like, this could possibly mean nothing, so...
Right, that's what I was going to get at. I'm interested to see how this plays out with him and Fleury, if they're going to split time, or how much we're going to see Matt Murray play, and how that's going to play out as far as trade deadline and then possibly into the offseason with the expansion draft.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, he doesn't have a no-trade in his, or a no-move clause. So, I mean, you can only keep one tender anyway, so I'm sure that they couldn't put a no-movement clause into his thing since Fleury already has one. So, this doesn't change anything other than, okay, if, you know, Las Vegas decides we don't want a good goaltender, then we'll get to keep him. But,
right.
I mean, unless we deal Fleury, he would have to approve.
Right.
I don't know. It's going to be like a whole thing. But based on what you were saying with them splitting time, I mean, based on his performance so far this season, I would assume that when Matt Murray comes back, he would split time just so that he could, you know, make sure he's healthy and get back into it. You know, at the start of the season, they switch back and forth usually anyway.
Right.
But as soon as he's good to go, I'm sure he would just take over, because Fleury's been pretty poor. If we're going to try and deal him, we don't want him getting, you know, 4 or 5 goals against every night. That's not going to help his stock, so...
Carey Price made his season debut this week for the Canadiens. He had 2 starts, picked up 2 wins, allowed 2 goals per game. So Price is looking like he's back.
Yeah, not bad. Glad to see him bounce back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
good. Big fan of him.
Yeah, good for him. Good stuff.
I mean, the Canadiens... I hate the Habs, yeah, so...
Well, they look good, though, right now.
They do.
They look like one of the most well-rounded teams in the league as far as strength, speed, size, like scoring. They just seem to have... They don't have these individual, you know, make-you-pay players, but they just seem to have a group that clicks and works pretty well, so...
Yeah, they're definitely killing it right now. I always doubt them, I guess.
Yeah, they tend to fold, but, you know, I think maybe they're trying to, hopefully with Shea Weber, he's been actually pretty fantastic so far.
Right, yeah, they've been doing great. Prove me wrong.
But, you know, Carey Price, he's got to stay healthy or else they're done again, so.
Yeah, so I guess this is our good news, bad news, because good news, Carey Price is back. Bad news, every other goalie in the world is hurt. All right. So we'll get to it. LA Kings, injury bug strikes their goalie situation again. Zatkoff got hurt at practice, groin injury. They had to place him on IR. This is not good for the Kings.
Yeah, that sucks. You know,
yeah, definitely not what they wanted to do right now.
Zatkoff was the only other goaltender to record a win in our Stanley Cup run last year besides Murray. And I was really hoping that he would take this shot, and it just really sucks to see him not even get hurt during a game. I mean, he got a groin injury, which is not something that guys usually come back from quickly during practice, which is like the worst thing ever. So, I mean,
so with both of their guys on the shelf, that's going to be tough for them to.
Who comes out? I guess Peter Buttigieg.
Yeah, Buttigieg's coming out.
Maybe we get old UBC's Matt Hewitt back in the game.
Yay! Well, they called up Jack Campbell from Ontario, so that whatever their minor league affiliate is, so he's going to be their backup. But I would assume Peter Buttigieg gets, you know, the vast majority of the starts. And it's really, I don't think that's that bad.
No, could be worse. I don't think he was in the NHL the last couple years.
I mean, he's a good right. proven goaltender. I mean, maybe not a day in day out kind of guy, but. He's proven, you know, that he can play, so that he'll give him a shot to win. And they actually won his first start, so.
Yeah, and it looks like the goalie injuries are just hitting teams in twos because the Bruins, so Rask is down. They just lost Khudobin to injury as well, and they're calling up Malcolm Subban.
Hey, Malky.
Oh.
So we'll see. We'll get to see him get some action, but I mean, with the King, both of the Kings. Tenders down, both of the Bruins tenders down. That's not fair. That just sucks.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you think about, I mean, that's like, it's like a football team. I know this isn't a football podcast, Sean. I know this is a hockey podcast, but it's
sure?
like a football team losing their quarterback. I mean, that's how essential a goaltender is to a team. He's probably the most important person on the team. Considering if you have a stellar goaltender, you've got a shot to win every game. If you have an okay goaltender, your chances go to about 50-50. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't understand the metaphor. All right. That's all I know.
It's all rigged anyway. I wouldn't worry
about
it.
Sure.
All right. But again, NHL, let's take it easy on the goalies. Like, we get it. Like, the goals are up. Let's calm down.
Come on.
To some other injury news, it's been a rough week.
Yeah, everybody's getting hurt.
This is the whole podcast.
This is just
people dying.
Just talk about injuries.
The infirmary. The
infirmary podcast.
The Predators got hit with a little bit of food poisoning this week. Mike Fisher, Craig Smith, Pecorine all missed the game against the Penguins with, you know, upset tummies.
Sure, a lot of pooping.
I mean, yeah. They won the game 5-1, but, you know, there was a lot of pooping.
Yeah, tons of pooping. I'm not saying, I'm just saying it seems that they got food poisoning in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You think
interesting.
Think it's some foul play in Detroit going on?
I'm just saying, you know, Detroit's having a difficult time right now. Maybe they thought, hey, we'll take a shot at Nashville.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I loved Peter Laviolette's quote. I think it was pregame. He said, quote, "Nobody wants to talk hockey, just want to talk throw up and diarrhea."
Oh my God.
I'm sure he's just getting peppered with questions. It was like, excuse me, so, who's pooping?
Yeah, who pooped where? And can I get some of that? Or how does that work?
How much poop?
Yeah.
Just terrible.
I mean, do you want to talk about the Preds being, like, meh so far?
Yeah, I think, I mean, honestly, it's still too, just like the Canucks, it's too early to tell with what these teams are going to be just yet. We need some more games before we can, you know, make anything.
So they're going to, so you're saying they're going to miss the playoffs. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, they're, okay. They're dead. The food nicely. Poisoning was the nail in the coffin.
I'll hold you to that.
Yeah, please do. Yeah. All right. In
another
non-butthole related news, we have a...
Oh, wait.
Oh, go for it.
I forgot. I have another injury, too.
Oh.
It's just that Mike's been, it's out for the Yotes.
Oh, another goalie injury.
Yeah, another goalie injury.
No,
so.
Man, stop.
Yeah, and he's like one of their better players because they're not very good. But they are bad. They give up. They've given up 7 goals and 5 goals, and the least they've given up is 3 goals, and they're 1-3. So, goaltending not going to improve.
It's a slow start.
Yep. They're going to make the playoffs, though, so you can hold Sean to that.
Thanks.
Sean says, Sean's predictions are Yotes are going to make the playoffs, Predators miss. So you guys remember that.
Great, okay. Thank you.
Yep, got you, dude.
My Predators brought to you by Andrew. Or my predictions, not my Predators. My predictions brought to you by Andrew.
My Predators predictions brought
my
to you by Andrew.
There we go. There we go. We did it.
Newest segment. My prediction.
So, other weird injury news. Daniel Winnick lost part of his ear.
Ooh, but did he?
I don't know. They say he did.
There are mixed reports.
They say he did.
Barry Trotz really downplayed it.
Wait, I have no idea. And I saw a picture of him. His ears look fine. But either way, I think he lost part of his ear. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Barry Trotz said people thought it was bad, but no, he's just missing part of his ear. Yeah,
yeah,
it's just a small piece.
But
yeah,
then
don't
Winnick
worry about
came
it.
Out and said, like, nah, it's cool. I didn't lose any part of my ear.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but, like, who am I going to believe? You know?
Oh, man, the media, man.
Yeah.
Twisting it around.
Well, it's but Trotz let's... said he did. So maybe they found the piece of his ear that on the ice, and since it was on the ice, it was already frozen.
Ooh.
You know, he's good to go. Stitch it back up.
There Ooh. You go.
Yeah.
So he wasn't missing anything.
We need to talk about the situation that led to him possibly missing part of his ear. So he goes down to block a shot. The puck clips the side of his head. He leaves the game, and then it was reported that he lost part of his ear. I got a couple problems with this. One. It's game 4, bro. Let's calm down.
sure.
No
Stop
need.
Diving head first into pucks. Man.
Yeah, that's number 2. Let's not block shots with our heads. Like, I appreciate
like,
the enthusiasm.
You learn that, like, first day of practice. It's like, all right, what you're going to want to do is when you block the shot, use most of your body, but keep it away from your head.
Right.
I don't think that's what Trotz means with his, like, layout mentality.
Right.
Yeah, you can lay out, but lay out turning, like, face the other direction. Like
play the other way.
I appreciate the enthusiasm, but you're going to die. Like, just stop.
Or maybe wear earmuffs. You know, it's cold out there anyway. You get that added protection.
Just don't block pucks with your face. Let's not do that. It's just a
maybe
little...
it's just too hardcore for you, Sean.
Apparently. All right. So, you guys may not know this or not, but there's an outdoor game this weekend. We had the Heritage Classic.
I've heard that.
The Oilers playing the Jets
just
in the Heritage.
Oiler.
Yeah, just one Oiler.
McDavid, just one of them.
Playing the Jets in the Heritage Classic outdoor in some stadium in Winnipeg. And I had no idea this was going on until like the day of.
Yeah. They didn't really say anything. It's also like the 5th game of the season.
Right. I think they jumped the gun a little bit on the outdoor games.
This is another chill out NHL, okay? We get it. You're ruining it. You're giving us too much. Stop giving us what we want. If you give a kid everything he wants, like, he's not going to want any more candy because he ate it all because you just gave it to him. So you got to stop giving us all these outdoor games. There's like 20 outdoor games this year. I'm getting heated.
It's a surplus. It's like a surplus.
Like, it's not special if you do it 7 times a year.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I love the outdoor games. They're cool. But let's dial it back a little bit. Make the ones that we do have special, and then...
Show me an outdoor game at Phoenix, and then I'll clap for you.
Well, didn't they do one in California?
Yeah, they did one in L.A. Or, for the Dodger Stadium.
I'll never understand how they did it, but...
I have no idea. It must have been
it's pretty perfect.
Because the game in this the Heritage Classic this year, it got delayed 2 hours because of the sun. How are they doing a game in L.A. if they can't do this in the sunshine in Canada?
Because of the production manager trying to get rid of the sun. You got to get that sun out of here.
You got to get out of here, man.
What if we make giant sunglasses and put them over the stadium?
Well, Sean, I had a question real quick, because you went to the outdoor game when it was, what was it, Caps-Pens in D.C.?
It was Blackhawks.
Caps-Blackhawks.
Yeah.
So how were your seats? I mean, I was watching the Oilers game. It just looked like, especially with all that extra stuff that they have around.
Right.
You can't see anything.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. The view isn't great. So this was Blackhawks Capitals at Nats Park in D.C. So it's a baseball stadium. The view, honestly, not that great. It's a game with the stick and the round ball. I don't know. I mean, the experience was great. I'm happy I went. It was worth every penny. But the view, not that great. It's hard to see. You're far away. And it's just not built to see. I don't know.
Right.
It's tough.
So it's more of like an atmosphere kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a ton of fun. But, yeah, the view. You're not going to get a better view than an actual, hockey arena.
Now, do they have, like, a big... do they put the game up on... Like, I know in Nats Park they have that big...
Right.
Scoreboard out in left field.
Yeah, they had
right
it
field.
Up.
Okay, so they put the game up on the scoreboard.
Right. But I didn't go to the Winter Classic to watch a scoreboard. You know?
I mean, you could have.
Yeah, I hear it's a great scoreboard.
It's actually not.
I sat near Joel Ward's mom.
Oh yeah, his mom was at the game for his first goal.
And she's got a jersey that says Mama Ward. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
But apparently, so this was a surprise to us. There was no publicity. It seemed like it was too early. Caught everybody off guard. Apparently,
how are you going to publicize it when the season just started? Like, you had no time, because what are you going to do? Publicize it before the start of the season? No, because you're publicizing the start of the season. So you literally had a week to publicize it, and they just didn't get it done. But
right. Well, I don't think the people working at the stadium knew this was happening either, because Connor McDavid apparently couldn't get in.
What? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, apparently they had some ID mix-up or something. I had read something somewhere where he was having a problem getting into the game, into the stadium at all. So, good on you.
You kid. I'm 19.
16?
Can you imagine Johnny Gaudreau trying to get into the game? They'd be like, no. Nice
Not
try,
a chance.
Where's your parents, buddy?
You clearly bought that jersey across the street.
We got a lost kid.
Don't try and pull this. We got a lost kid here.
Let's get you some cotton candy.
So with all this news around, the Heritage Classic that apparently happened, we had another Gretzky endorsement. He was excited to watch Line A play. Some said something along those lines. So apparently, Gretzky, he's just saying he loves everybody.
Yeah, he's just giving him away. I don't know what I believe anymore.
It just doesn't mean anything anymore. He loves everybody.
Nah, they're not kittens.
It's like he's like the Winter Games of endorsements.
Right, but
he's just throwing them at people.
And every time he says something, the whole world pays attention because he's Wayne Gretzky.
Right.
But I think...
You know what? How come...
I think I know why this is going down.
But
I'm going to get into a little... This is off track. I'll just be quick, though. How come, they're so uppity-uppity on Gretzky being part of this century thing, but I haven't heard anything about Lemieux?
Think he's just... He's laying low, man.
I know, but still... the man. Some people argue that he's as good or if not better than Gretzky if he would have played, because he only played like half the years that Gretzky did because he had cancer and all this other shit. I'm just saying he should be a part of it at least, or they should reach out to him.
Oh, Andrew, I know the Penguins never get any attention, and, it would be really nice for them to win one. So I understand that this hurts for you, but,
Gretzky was also like the poster boy for hockey, too. So it's like... And the 90s being so hot, and I'm sure it has a lot to do with that.
Also, just quick Jager watch. The Pens drafted Jager, so there you go.
Yeah, we know that.
So where that, Sean.
What? Jager watch.
Jager watch.
Thanks, man. That seemed necessary.
Yeah, got your back.
But anyway, I'm saying this all is going down with Wayne because he's got a book coming out. So he needs to be making headlines every day. you know, making everybody happy. You know, I like your rookie. I like your rookie. I can't wait to watch him play. Buy my book.
Buy my book. Yeah. I mean, people are going to buy his book anyway.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, just seems a little much. Like, chill, Wayne.
Yeah, bring it down.
Also, he didn't even play that well during the alumni game. Yeah. Just saying.
Well, but Lemieux would have been better, you think?
Maybe. I mean, he didn't even score.
All right, let's get to some picks. So our NBC game picks, we got two games on Tuesday. We got a doubleheader going on. First up, we got Sabres at Flyers.
It's pronounced Sabres.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to go Flyers. I was wrong last time. Sorry, Blackhawks. You guys, I don't know what I believe anymore. I'm going to go Philly.
All right, Sean, who are you taking?
I was taking the Flyers as well.
All right, I'm taking the Sabres.
You switched it up.
I was, because I was thinking about taking the Sabres anyway, but you both taking the Flyers has made me definitely want to take them.
Sure.
I just think, obviously, they're not very good right now, but they have the potential to be. I mean,
are you nagging your team right now?
Yeah, the Flyers aren't great anyway. I mean, this could go either way.
Are you both nagging the team? You're both talking.
They've at least got like star power. Like the two best players on the Sabres are injured, so
you're both.
I think the Flyers are top 15.
Top 15?
Yeah, top half of the league.
Well, no.
I love that you're both talking down the team that you picked. This is great. This is great.
Well, they're both bad. But like,
oh come on!
It's worse. Philly has going into the season, people were saying that Buffalo had a chance to make the playoffs. Okay, then you're a pretty good team. If you have the I think the Flyers can make the playoffs.
Well, they made it last year, and they made it a little interesting with the Caps there for a little while. Right. So, yeah. I think the Flyers just have more talent right now, and the Sabres have some key parts out. So, that's why I have to go with the Flyers on this one.
I completely agree with you. I just in this game, I think it's at Wells Fargo, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in Philadelphia.
Okay, so I don't see that as a home field advantage because it's Philly, so they're just gonna boo their team anyway.
great point.
Yeah, so I think the Sabres just grind this one out, and you know, yeah, it'll be an okay game.
All right, maybe we'll have less hate for the next one. Ducks at Sharks.
No, a lot of hate still. gonna go Sharks though. Another home team. I think the Sharks just got it better right now.
I'm also going to take the Sharks because the Ducks have been pretty butt this year. And also, they did our boy Boudreau wrong, so I'm probably just not going to pick them the rest of the year. So, Sharks!
Yeah, well, I hate when we all take the same team, but I have to take the Sharks too because of the Boudreau factor. And also, the Sharks are great.
They're better than the Ducks.
I'm not going to pick against the Sharks at home. That would just be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to.
So I appreciate.
I mean, the Ducks haven't shown any reason that we should pick them anyway, because they've only won like one game, and it took them like four games to win a game. So
right, and I appreciate Andrew your effort to make it interesting on the last one by picking the Sabres over the Flyers, but I'm not that good of a guy. So
no, I wouldn't want. Don't take that hit from me, man.
I would.
Don't pick the Ducks and do Boudreau dirty.
Oh, never.
Just for the ratings. You know, so don't do that. Don't jeopardize your principles for the game.
So
for the business.
Next up, we got Wednesday night rivalry night.
Rivalry.
Bruins rivalry. At Rangers. Actually, you know, solid rivalry. There we go. We got one. It didn't take too long.
Yeah, let's hear you, Sean. Keep picking last, waiting.
Yeah, let's mix it up.
All right, I'll take it. I'm gonna take Rangers on this. The Bruins don't have a goalie right now. We just kind of talked about that. So
they're not going to play anybody, I heard.
Yeah.
It's going to be empty net the whole game. That.
They called up Malcolm Subban.
So I feel like
they've got their EV guy playing backup. So
yeah, so I'd have to take the Rangers.
So you think Lundqvist is better than their AV operator?
I'm going to have to, you know, it's a tough call.
It's a toss-up.
I'm going to have
to
say yes.
Okay. All right, I'll go. I'm going to take the Bruins.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And the AV guy.
Because, yeah.
I'm interested to hear this logic.
Yeah, well, my sister actually went to college with their AV guys. So, you know, this is just a little bit of love going back to the Bruins and to my sister. So.
You got
the
inside job.
Yeah, I got the inside job. So he told me that he's definitely not going to shave points on this one. So, yeah, I'm taking the Bruins.
What is with honestly, you and thinking everything is rigged?
Shut up.
Conspiracies.
I just, I mean, the Rangers have been okay. Wait, where are they playing this? Are they playing in
MSG?
New York? I just think the Bruins, like, I just like how they play. Like, the Rangers aren't necessarily a fast team. I don't see them taking advantage. That's what the Bruins have been knocked for, is that they're not, they're an older, slower team. You know, they're going to get burnt by these faster teams in the league. The Rangers aren't necessarily one of those faster teams that's going to be able to take advantage of that. And I think if their goalie can keep the Rangers, whoever they're playing that night, can keep the Rangers to like two or three goals, I think the Bruins can score more than that. Their offense has been pretty good this year. I think that top line's been nice. Marchand's back. Yeah, I like them. I'm going to take them. Plus, I took the Rangers last week, and they lost to Henrik Zetterberg's beard. So,
yeah,
the beard.
Yeah, you
like I'll
that.
I'll take the Blue Shirts. First okay. place. I don't like the Bruins right now. They're limping along.
Yeah, they're definitely hurt. Is that who they're? Are they starting Subban? Is that who they've been playing? I honestly have no idea. Because I thought Khudobin, I didn't even realize Khudobin got hurt. So.
Yeah, I'd read he went down, so they bring in Subban up.
Okay, so I guess Subban's going to be starting.
I suppose so.
Well, for our weekly tallies so far for the year, I am 4-2. Sean is 4-2. And Chad is 1-5.
Killing it. You guys suck.
Yeah,
hey,
well,
you know...
you'll get it figured out, fellas.
Well, we all took the Flyers last week, and the Blackhawks won. And then me and Chad took the Rangers last week, and the Wings won.
Hey,
so nothing changes, but Sean gains one win.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, it's just a cold start for old Chad. He's gonna bounce back.
Also, Red Wings look not awful.
Yeah. Congratulations, yeah. Red Wings fans.
Yeah, I mean, good for you. I mean, maybe, I don't really know what it is. I thought they were going to be really bad this year, but they seem to be just doing okay.
They put it together every year, man. They're gonna be there every year.
I know. I mean, and when you think about it, I mean, they've got talented guys. So I don't know why everybody was so down on them. I was one of those people. So I don't know. But
well, take a good hard, you know, long look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to because
your defense is incredible. Is that why?
Yep.
That has to be it.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. Some notes around the league. PK Subban was honored as the 12th Titan at the Titans game this weekend. Did you see this?
He was hyped up.
He was
what
going
sport
crazy.
Is the Titans?
That's the football.
Okay, the football.
I don't know. He was just at a big green grass field. I don't know what was going on. There was TVs.
Oh, field hockey. Bocce ball.
Oh, he was going nuts. He took his shirt off.
I did see it. It was great.
Not
yeah,
sure
that was
why.
That was a man who was just happy to see some other black people. He was just pumped up. Like, what is this?
Yeah, other black guys playing sports? What?
Okay, get down with this.
Should have played football, man.
Dude, they just
whatever,
they just love him there, man. They're...
Yeah, they really do. That's awesome. It's good to see
that city.
Yeah, he really
I'm
is.
You did. You said that. You said that first show. I agree.
I know. I'm so happy about this move. Like, it just, especially to see Shea Weber playing so well for the Habs. Like, it just looks like such a great deal for both parties right now, and I'm loving it.
I'm just excited to watch more of this PK Nashville love fest. It's just
PK
fun.
In the spotlight.
It's just fun.
Do you think he's gonna become a country singer?
He's got what it takes. I mean,
if
he do a duet. So the Nashville's goal song is like a Toby Keith song from like 20 years ago when they got their expansion. And Toby Keith redid the words to his song to be like, I love it when the I like it, I love it, I want some more of the Nashville's scoring the goals. those are the words,
please,
by the way.
Please don't be true.
You think PK and Carrie Underwood will do a duet for the next goal song?
That'd be great.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Well, when we get Carrie to come announce you know, the start game. Of the game, he can hop in on that.
Yeah. Kelly and PK in the morning? Well, it's Gary, but yes. Whatever her name is. No, it's Kelly.
It's Dame and PK in the morning?
It's someone. I don't see. That's how little I know.
Blonde chick and PK in the morning. There we go. We have a make hockey great. The NFL is dead. So that's nice.
I'm going to look at this in a totally different light, actually. I think the NFL is, they're trying to do, come on, NFL, let us have the low scores. You don't get to come out 6-6. That's us.
This is obviously in reaction to that just god-awful Sunday Night Football. And I know it was Sunday Night Football because Carrie Underwood told me it was, which is nice of her.
That's how we know.
I watched a 4-hour football game that ended in a 6-6 tie. Oh, my God.
Yeah, why did you do that? You had to do that.
It's just nice that the NFL is taking themselves out of the picture and letting, you know, room for hockey.
I mean, he was being tortured. I don't know what happened exactly, but he was forced to do that, correct?
I don't even understand. Well, it's not like those teams are bad.
So my buddy...
I wouldn't know.
My buddy's a Seahawks fan. And he came over to watch a game, so we were watching the game, and then we were like, this is awful, but then we were too far in to turn it off, and I watched the whole goddamn thing.
No, I feel you. It's like one of those sci-fi movies, or like a Lifetime movie. It's really bad. But once you get like 20 or 30 minutes in, you're like, okay, well, I gotta see how it ends. I mean...
Do you watch a lot of Lifetime movies? Fast.
Yeah, I mean, I got two sisters, so I dabble.
We have a real Jaeger watch.
The other one was real too, dude.
Okay, sure. But we have a real one now. Goal number 750 for Jaegs.
Jaegs!
Good job, man. I mean, you're so old.
Against your Capitals.
Yeah, well, good for
you. We've been having a pretty heated debate lately about Jaeger's heritage. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's well known.
Oh, not this again.
I forgot about that.
He's a Slav.
No!
He's
it's
Czech.
What it comes down to.
He's Czech.
Yeah. He's Czech.
Okay.
We're not going to get into roots. We don't need to bring our geopolitical conversation to the podcast. He's Czech.
Somebody did research too. I know it. Even though it was against the rules, Mac is remembering his history.
Right,
twice.
Yeah. Come on. Dude.
Yeah. Stop it.
You don't study.
I didn't even say anything.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Okay, he's Czech.
Start of the week. Who's your start of the week?
Go call him, Ron.
How about that?
No, we got another part of Jaeger Watch. Here we go.
Oh, God.
So ESPN sent out an alert that says, don't be shocked if Jaromír Jágr catches Gordie Howe for second all-time in goal scoring. He needs 51 more goals.
Don't be shocked, dude.
So,
yeah.
So Jágr put up 27 last year, which was incredible. He's been around like 20, more or less, in his past couple full seasons. So they're predicting he plays like 3 more seasons and then retires at 48 years old.
See, that's where we might disagree, because I took it as this season he was going to score 51 and break the record.
Yeah, I was thinking like 5-10 more seasons, retire around 50-something.
You know, another decade of hockey and maybe he can score.
I'd be not the least bit surprised.
I mean, when is he going to stop playing?
I don't know. You know what? Now I like the way you guys see it. I want to be able to watch Jágr play hockey with my kids and my grandkids.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great grandkids.
Well, here, I'm not a numbers guy, but if you guys want to do the math, he's got, what, 1 goal in 4 games so far this season? So what does that add up to? If there's like 82
That's
games
1 goal.
In the season.
That adds up to 1 goal.
No. But on the ratio of every 4 games. If he scores a goal.
Okay, one goal every 4.
No, you can't just bring out math live with the podcast.
21 goals, right? 21 times 4, 84. Isn't it 82 games-ish?
Yeah.
So there you go, about 20 goals.
Well, this was fun. This was the guys do math.
This is good. Math.
Anyway.
Mathcast.
Yeah, there you go. Learn something new.
Stud of the week.
Oh.
Ooh.
I was ready for it earlier.
We ready for stud of the week? Chad, who you got?
Stud of the week for me, it's got to be the Predators. What are you guys doing? You can't be pooping everywhere.
I'm surprised they didn't play through that, you know?
You can't play through that, man.
That's a good deterring factor on the ice.
You don't want to be ice skating and have that kind of thing going on, man. That's not good.
You don't want to
I'm just saying, if half their team poops on the ice or is like throwing up, you know, you're not going to hit a guy who's like shitting. I mean, that's like bro.
Yeah, that
bro
would
rules 101.
Absolutely, that's definitely anti bro.
Come on, dude, don't hit me, I'm pooping.
Yeah, you don't cross check a guy taking a shit. So, sure. I mean, and if he's throwing up, it's like, oh well, you don't hit a guy who's sick. Right. So, yeah.
All right, who you got, Andrew?
All right. I'm kind of in between two. I had two. Can I do two?
Go for it.
Of course.
All right.
Studs of the week.
Sweet. So my first one is Antoine Roussel. He plays for the Dallas Stars. And as you know, Patrick Sharp got hit and concussed or had concussion-like symptoms.
Huge
wink,
hit.
Wink, NHL. And Roussel went batshit crazy. Okay, so basically what happened is Sharp gets hurt and gets up and then takes a shot. And so there's like a scuffle around the net. Whoever hit Sharp, Roussel literally goes berserker on him. And like, there's like three guys holding him back. He's like trying to skate around the ice and like grab him. And he just will not stop. There's like two refs on him. I mean, he was going for it. It reminded me of Jonathan Quick going after, I don't know, whoever that was that you told us about like 2 weeks ago.
Pavelski.
Yeah, Pavelski. And he's just like skating around. I mean, it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. He had no reason to be so amped up.
He's a legal
hit. Dude, yeah. I mean, he went crazy. It was nuts. I can't believe it. So that's my first one. My second stud of the week is going out to, I don't really know how to say this, Amalie Arena?
Okay.
Who the hell is that?
So do you guys know what that is?
No, what are you talking about?
What?
I'm ready for you.
Okay. So, Amalie Arena is the home of the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, I don't know if you saw this, but with about 2 minutes left in the third period in a game against the Red Wings, Tampa Bay was up 5-3, and there was a faceoff right outside the Tampa Bay blue line. The Red Wings win the faceoff, and DeKaiser just takes a slap shot from center ice to dump a chase. And makes Ben Bishop look like a goddamn fool. The slap shot bounced off the glass and like somehow JFK style magic bullet bounced like horizontally into the net and caught Bishop off guard, and Bishop like falls backwards into the net right on his ass like an idiot and knocks the goal off his post and is just like lying there like, what the fuck?
Wow. Oh,
yeah. There you go. The arena.
So Amalie Arena, start of the week.
Great. I have a specific predator, Yannick Weber. He high sticks Dylan Larkin. Larkin looks like he's about to cry. He's devastated. He just took a high stick. Weber, for some reason, after high sticking him, skates up to him and just gives him a cross check for absolutely no reason. Larkin immediately drops the gloves and just handled him. It was great. This is Larkin's first career fight. Just took down Weber. It was nice. A little justice there.
Wow. Not something you see often.
All right, there we go. That is our show. Thanks for tagging along. Please remember to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter @_oddmanrush. Send us an email @theoddmanrushpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next time. Take us out, DJ Rico.
DJ Rico on the track.